Gillum?
Yes, Paul Douglas.
Yes, Paul, how are you? I'm sorry I missed you. I just came in.
You're so busy and have so many problems that I feel very sorry at taking up your time.
Oh, no, Paul, I'm so happy to hear you. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm going off on vacation tomorrow.
Yeah?
Yes. I tell you, Mr. President, as I looked over the terms of reference in the appropriation for housing and home finance, this committee was severely restricted to zoning, building codes, and other technical problems. And I had thought from my conversation with Califano that it had broad scope. And furthermore, it seems to be under housing and home finance and not under the president. And I wanted to clear up those matters. I would like to serve, or be glad to serve, I'll put it that way, if it's under you and if I can report to you, and if the subject matter will include metropolitan as well as narrowly city problems, go into the whole gamut of city issues. And if you can do that by executive order, that would be fine. But I really don't want to be confined to a narrow set of problems under housing and urban development. Hello?
Yes, Paul. Yes, go ahead. I'm listening.
Well, that's my chief concern.
Well, Paul, I don't know. I will look into it, but I gathered from what Califano told me at the time and told me again today that he had talked to you yesterday, and he felt I haven't examined it personally because I rely on him in this particular field, and I'll be glad to look into it, and I see no reason. First of all, I think that if I agreed and you agreed that we'd have no problem with home and finance, and I'd be very happy to follow your work and to receive your report and to contribute anything I could to adding stature to the operation and effectiveness to it.
Well, Newman, my man, meet with Califano.
Yes,
that's
right. And he thinks, from what he said to you yesterday, he said there were three points, and that he felt that all of them could be resolved as you had suggested. And I could say that they would give us no problem.
Very good.
But I honestly, speaking frankly, I just honestly don't know myself. You've examined it more carefully than I have, and but Joe thinks they can be resolved. So if you'll just get Schulman with the Califano any day next week, and then after they agree, if there's any disagreement or problem that I can resolve, I will. Otherwise, I will just assume that it worked out as you wished it.
Okay. Now, one final point I think I should mention, and I hope you won't misunderstand me. I'm in your corner, both on foreign policy and on the main outlines of domestic policy. I want you to know that. And I, however, move a little independently at times, and I would like to have it understood that I'm still a citizen and can speak my mind, and I'm not speaking for the administration. Is that okay?
Oh, yes, it sure is. I'm not a censor, and I believe in the First Amendment. I hope before you would denounce me on something, you'd give me a chance to correct it. I don't believe in censorship, and I believe in the First Amendment, and I don't think because you perform a public service that you give up any of your citizenship.
I tell you, the one point of concern about is that I fear that the pressure of the war, which I support, will lead to great pressure on you to cut down on the Great Society programs, which I...
No, I'm not cutting down on them. I'm adding to them.
Good boy.
Here is the picture. There's a... I don't have a... The Republican press doesn't treat me very kindly, and the Kennedy columnists don't either, but I just went over it last night with the budget director, and our budget is going to... I took Kennedy's budget in the 90 billions, and this one this year is going to approach 140 in 3 years, and there's never been an advance like that at any period of our national life. And for the poor, which are your particular concern, Eisenhower spent $9 billion that went to people under $3,000 annual income. Kennedy raised it from $9 billion to $12 billion. I have raised it to $22 billion. And next year, we plan to raise it to $25 billion. So, I don't think that you or I have anything to apologize for if in 3 years we can raise it from 12 to 25, which is more than they did in the other 168.
I know. Well,
Now, aren't those figures rather startling to you?
They are. I said they were, they're fine. But
yeah.
I just wanted to mention that, not as a ground of any possible dispute between us, but the fact that I might speak out on those issues, not in criticism of you, but advocating a policy which perhaps the press colleagues in the Senate would not support, that's all.
No, well, what I'm trying to do now, I'm trying to double the payment of the poor people's Social Security. That's the first thing, from 44 to 70. The overall average will probably be 15 to 20%. I'm trying to increase our poverty program. I'm trying to go in for the maximum authorized under the model cities.
Well, I'll be with you all the way.
And I do have problems on the budget, and I do have problems with a rather big deficit, but I think I can have the NIA budget pretty close in balance. I will have difficulty on the administrative budget. It's going to probably be $15-20 billion out. What do you think about a tax increase?
Well, Mr. President, let me say this, that if this were a rational world, and if it were an unselfish world, we could finance a large portion of that out of privilege by cutting down the privileged expenditures and by plugging loopholes. I probably feel it my duty as a voice crying in the wilderness to advocate, but I know all the political pressures which are involved, and I certainly will never criticize a person who, under these pressures, has to make practical choices. I want you to know that. I could never be president, or if I were president, I wouldn't last long. But I personally would favor economizing on space.
Now, what I'm doing, Paul, on that field, I'm doing everything except reducing the Kennedy goal of this this decade. I've cut it $600 million last year, and I'm cutting it $300 million this year. That's not a great deal, but that's $900 million,
right.
And their budget will be in about $5 billion.
Well,
now, if we miss the Kennedy commitment to go to the moon this decade, I have some fears about the propaganda effect the other people will have by being way out in front of us now. If we cut more than that, we have to cancel most of the big program. And we cut off 70,000 people. We cut off 70,000 people from that this year.
Let me put it this way, Mr. President. I have my convictions on this, but I'm not your advisor on financial matters. And I'm not going to take up your time or sap your strength with arguments on this point. I'll just simply say I pray for you.
Well,
and I hope that we can finance the cost of the war and of the great society out of privilege. Now, if you are forced to an increase in taxes, I would suggest that you at least give consideration to something that a fellow by the name of Summers has advocated out in California, namely to have the increase merely be a forced withholding from the individual, say 5% or 10% increase in the tax, and return to that individual when unemployment reaches 6% or 4 or 5 years from that time. So there's not, you get a protection against inflation and you get a protection against depression, and the individual gets his money back. A sort of forced saving. I think there's a lot to it. It's complicated. I don't want to go into it too much.
All right, I'll take a look at it. I'll take a look at it. My thought, the only real difficulty I have at this moment, it looks like I'll have a budget of $140 billion. It looks like the revenue will be 118 and 19. It's dropping every day. It's dropped from 124 to 119 now. And assuming I can stabilize things and get the Federal Reserve to loosen up a little bit and get a little easy money and get housing going and so forth, if I could, on that base, if I could, say, get 120, I'd have a $20 billion deficit. That's the administrative budget. Now, I would largely be in balance on the NIA. I'd be taking in as much money as I was spending, not including loans. But that, I think, would shock the country, that $20 billion. So I was rather hoping that I could maybe put about 11% on corporations, just add it to their tax bill, not 11% rate, but just 11% surtax, and maybe 6 or 7 for individuals. That would bring me about $7 billion, and that $7 billion would cut down the 20 to 13. That would allow me to put about $12 billion into health and education. It's grown, when I took over, to about 6. So I will have doubled that in 3 years. That would allow me to increase poverty somewhat. We put 3 million people to work this year. We got 3 billion jobs. And then with my Social Security, I'll be putting 3 or 4 billion in that. They tell me that'll remove 1.5 million from the poverty level. So with 3 million jobs, with 1.5 million under, that's 4.5 million, I would hope that I could have a moderate increase in poverty, but not anything very substantial, maybe 200 or 300 million. My health program, I would like to add something to that. And so I would have education and health and the Social Security, and then model cities will get about $500 million there. And that would be about it. I'll have to cut down a little on farm loans, and I'll have to cut down some on REA. But outside of that, everything else will stay pretty much the same. I will not increase it. Vietnam will cost me $7 billion more next year. But I will spend about $5 or $6 billion more domestically.
Well, these are great questions.
So what I wind up with, roughly, is a $20 billion deficit.
Yeah.
And I would like to get 7 or 8 of it by taxes if I could.
I think that's proper. You just think of the possibility of not permanent taking from the individual, but returnable.
That's, well, I'm thinking of, I'm telling them it's a temporary thing. I hadn't thought of the returnable thing, and I'll pursue that. Now, a big problem, though, Paul, is Maisel and Mitchell and Bremer and my better men on Federal Reserve and my council economic advisors, your colleagues. Good many of them have doubts that if I put on a tax bill, I'll get the extra money. They think that I may throw us into a little cooling off and tailspin. And I may not get any more with a tax bill than I would without it.
Well, I tell you, you can play by ear and say, it'll take time for this to go through Congress. If during this time the business situation worsens, then we can devise other things.
That's what I think I'll do.
I think that's right.
Give my love to Emily, and I'll have Califano, and I hope we can work out all these things as you would like.
Thank you,
Bert. I think we can, and I'm awfully grateful that you'd be willing to undertake this, and I think it'll be a very good thing for you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Waiting, all through Denver. All through the 916. Finished.